From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A political shakeup in Yemen. Yemen's President Abdel Rabbah Mansour Hadi and his cabinet have submitted letters of resignation. The move comes amid a political tug-of-war between the president and the Houthi militia that's been gripping the country since Monday. Speaking from Sana'a Thursday, the capital, UN envoy Jamal Benovar said the political crisis would only be resolved if the rival groups honor earlier agreements that call for power sharing and an end to the violence. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Iraqi ground forces, backed by international coalition partners, have made significant gains in the fight against Islamic State militants, including in some cases halting or reversing the group's momentum. At an international meeting Thursday in London, Secretary Kerry said Iraqi ground troops, supported by coalition airstrikes, had retaken 700 square kilometers of territory in the country. But Secretary Kerry said the coalition must still do more.
We have decided there are things we can do more of. We can do better on the cutting off financing. We can do better on the messaging. We can do better with respect to the supplies and other things.
Secretary Kerry described the IS threat as the challenge of our time. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says he does not agree with the Iraqi Prime Minister's complaint that the United States has been too slow in providing weapons and training to forces battling Islamic State. Secretary Hagel says the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi should be a little more mindful that there are more than 60 members of the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. Secretary Hagel says the Pentagon quickly filled every request for missiles the Iraqis made and that other material continues to flow into Iraq at an accelerated rate. This is VOA News. At least 13 people were killed Thursday in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk when a trolley bus was hit in an apparent mortar attack. Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk blamed what he called Russian terrorists. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Ukrainian forces were responsible for what he called a monstrous crime. The Democratic Republic of Congo's Senate announced a one-day delay for its vote on a proposed electoral law that sparked days of violent protests. Senators say they'll take that vote on Friday. Opponents of the bill say, if passed, it would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in office beyond the end of his term in 2016. A human rights group says 42 people have been killed in protest against the bill since Monday, mostly in the capital, Kinshasa. Nigeria's Electoral Commission is scrambling to find ways that will allow approximately 1 million people displaced by Boko Haram-related violence to vote in next month's elections. And look, has details.
With less than a month to go, there are about 30 million voter cards left to distribute, about half the electorate. The Electoral Commission told VOA about 10 million cards have not arrived from the manufacturer. Speaking in London, Nigeria's National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki said he advised the Electoral Commission to postpone the vote.
Look at the possibility of shifting this thing and doing it when everybody has a card. Because it doesn't cost you anything, it's still within the law, and it is safer for all of us.
Currently, the presidential and national assembly elections are scheduled for February 14th. Amluk, Dakar.
Pakistan outlawed two militant groups accused of plotting terrorist attacks in neighboring India and Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul has more.
In recent days, Pakistan has banned many Islamist groups suspected of supporting terrorist activities. But until Thursday, it was not publicly known. The list included Jamaat-ud-Dawah and the Haqqani Network. Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Tasneem Aslam explained the government is bound to take immediate action against any group or individuals designated by the UN Sanction Committee. Since the school attack a month ago, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's government has launched a national action plan to broaden its counter-extremism efforts. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Unchecked climate change and modernized nuclear arsenals prompted the bulletin of atomic scientists to move the minute hand of the symbolic doomsday clock forward by 2 minutes. It now stands at 3 minutes to midnight, reflecting the group's assessment of the current threats to humanity and the planet. This is the first adjustment of the clock in 3 years. In announcing the time change, the organization said world leaders have failed to act with the speed or scale required to protect citizens from potential catastrophe.
That's the latest world news from VOA.